the first things that I remember my father telling me were that prior to the First World War and when they had the land, there were army manoeuvres taking place around that area. And
during First World War,
before the First World War.
Before the First World War.
Yeah, and he remembers seeing a gun carriage pulled by a team of horses galloping around Shotts Hill. How, whatever damage they did in the fences between people's fields, I do not know, but he remembered that. And also, we had land in front of Stone View at Oving. And one day when my father and other people were working on that field, which is called Town's End, they saw a balloon going over the Vale of Aylesbury in the general direction of Pitchcott. They'd never seen a balloon before, and so they dropped their tools and ran along the road towards Pitchcott, and they arrived in Pitchcott at about the same time as the balloon. The balloon was descending, but it didn't come down, and one of the occupants of the balloon, there were two men, one of whom was an army officer and the other was a subaltern, dropped an anchor, and this anchor dropped across by Gatehouse, which is the small area as you go into Pitchcott, and dragged one of the householders' washing line full of washing up onto the field, which is on the Oving side of Pitchcott Hill Farm, before the balloon came to rest in that field. And he said that he remembers seeing this lady out of one of the cottages running across the field, gathering up her washing, which was all soiled, and the army officer got out of the basket and, as compensation, gave the lady a half a sovereign.
Oh, goodness.
He said she was so delighted, because a half a sovereign in those days was a king's ransom.
So what was the army officer doing in this balloon then?
Well, I suppose it was a precursor to the First World War, you see, and they were probably testing these things out.
Yes. They weren't looking at the land where they could do manoeuvres after.
They could well have been.